Good morning, 4ZZZers. You're listening to Zedlines with Angus and Trista for your 8 a.m. news. In local news, authorities are today set to release the final report into the SeaWorld helicopter tragedy that killed 4 people in January 2023. A preliminary report released late last year by the Australian Transport Safety Bureau found that the pilots of the 2 helicopters did not hear each other over the radio as they were taking off and landing. A further interim report released last year found that Chief Pilot Ashley Jenkinson had trace amounts of cocaine in his system. 4 people died, including Mr. Jenkinson, while another 6 people, including 2 children, were seriously injured. In more local news, a new report has called on reform to the Department of Education after 2 teenage brothers were abused under their father's care. The brothers were discovered locked in their bathroom naked and malnourished in 2020, with their father found dead at their home. School staff had previously noticed that the brothers came to school smelling of urine and dog odour and did not always have access to clothes and food. A separate report from the Disability Royal Commission recommended the Queensland Government apologise for failing the brothers. The new report from the state's ombudsman has made 9 recommendations into ensuring suspicions of harm are appropriately recorded to protect students. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been declared victorious after last night's leaders' debate. Albanese and Peter Dutton met in Sydney for their first debate, where they were asked questions given to them by 100 undecided voters. Cost of living dominated the proceedings, with Mr. Albanese criticising the Coalition's 12-month fuel excise as a short-sighted temporary measure. Mr. Albanese also promised to lower the bottom marginal tax rate by 1% if re-elected. Mr. Dutton, meanwhile, blamed a Labor scare campaign when questioned on why he walked back on forcing public servants into the office, saying he never had a problem with flexible work arrangements in the private sector.
In more national news, a group of independent wholesalers are looking to stop the Labor government's planned remote food subsidy scheme, raising concerns that it would force them out of business and reduce competition. By subsidizing freight costs and procurement costs, the $50 million scheme would help remote communities purchase essential items like milk and bread, usually priced twice as high as the cities. The scheme would price match 58 Outback stores in the Northern Territory, New South Wales, Western Australia, and South Australia, with grocery items in Coles and Woolworths. The group, which includes IGA owners Metcash, is seeking an injunction from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission on the scheme. In international news, the United States and Iran are set to begin high-level nuclear talks in Oman. This comes just a day after President Donald Trump said that Iran would be in great danger if the talks are unsuccessful, later adding that Iran should not have nuclear weapons. Iran has insisted that its nuclear program is only for civilian purposes, despite increasingly breaching sanctions imposed by the U.S. in 2018. While it was initially unclear who would represent America in the talks, Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff will be the man to meet with Iranian Foreign Prime Minister Abbas Araghchi on Saturday. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.